welcome to the first episode of the Jim Henson Mupcast, the podcast where we talk about all of the Jim Henson Muppet productions. I am Patricia.
And I am Kevin.
And yeah, we've been wanting to do this for the longest time, where we were deciding that we wanted to sit down and look back on anything Muppet related, but we just never had the opportunity to do so. But then you came up with the idea about like, hey, you know, it would be a really interesting idea if we did like a long retrospective of looking back on all the Muppet specials that were produced when Jim Henson was alive. And I was like, yeah, I'm down. Let's do this.
Yeah, you know, the thing about that is that I really wanted to take a look at all of, so the plan was, what I wanted to do was I wanted to do all the Muppet specials that Jim Henson had worked on. And if this was a success or if this had taken off, then I had definitely wanted to do the specials afterwards. And then perhaps, you know, we can even do the Muppet Show. But mainly, the Muppets had a lot of specials, and I really think that was something that, you know, a lot of the diehard Muppet fans could definitely say there was, you know, I mean, looking back, there was a lot more Christmas specials than there was. I know they did an Easter special, and I know that they had done specials that were based on fairy tales. I mean, I know Vincent Price and Alice Cooper had appeared on The Muppet Show, but we really didn't get a Halloween-esque special until later on with The Haunted Mansion. But yeah, I really wanted Patricia and I to delve into the Muppet history and talk about all the specials that had happened that Jim Henson had worked on, you know, because they're very memorable, especially nowadays.
Absolutely. And what better way to look into the retrospective of where Jim Henson got started with the Muppets is by talking about one of two pilots of the Muppet Show. And it just so happens to be a Valentine's Day special. And as of the recording of this podcast, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day to you, Kevin.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Patty. I thought this was very fitting to do, by the way. So this definitely was... you know, very much appropriate for the time. And, yeah. You know, it's, you know, I have to say, it's interesting because the Muppets, the pilot episode of this is a special. It wasn't a pilot episode of the Muppet Show, you know? So when people see, and it's interesting because when people watch this, especially when I had watched it for the first time, you're not going to see a lot of the key Muppet characters. You're not going to see Miss Piggy, you won't see Fozzie, you won't see Gonzo, but you are going to see pretty much a lot of the Muppets that were on this special will eventually be on the Muppet Show, which yeah. I thought was pretty interesting.
At the time, we had only Kermit, and I think Rolf came around maybe roughly the same time, and then the integration of the other characters like Gonzo, Miss Piggy, Fonzie, and various other characters would come in a little bit later on. But yeah, when looking back on the Muppets Valentine's Day special, with the exception of Kermit, you are going to see essentially like the major background or even side characters of the Muppet Show. You're going to see George the Janitor. You're going to see Mildred and Brewster and Wally. But yeah, I mean, I guess at that point in time, the Muppets were still fairly new. This was when Jim Henson was known for doing those late night specials where he was performing as Kermit and various other characters. And, you know, obviously Sesame Street was like was still fairly new at the time. So yeah, due to the fact that he started having that reputation for his groundbreaking puppet work, that he was able to have the opportunity to have the Muppet Show, which aired on ABC. But before it would be a full-fledged TV series, we would have two pilots, and the Muppets Valentine's Show is one of them.
It should be noted that the Muppets originated on the show Sam and Friends, which was released in 1955. And it was a very surreal show. You know what's funny about Sam and Friends, and I'm sure, I don't know, Patty, you have seen the episodes. A lot of them were lip-syncing to classic songs and TV shows, and the humor was very dark. The one thing that I have to honestly say is that, you know, even though the Muppets, you know, had like humor, dark humor and all, I think it really was Sam and Friends that really was the dark humor, the show, the dark side, the dark humor of Jim Henson. And pretty much at that time, Sam and Friends had taken off. It was first released on May 9th in 1955. And the last episode was on December 15th, 1961. And, you know, it's interesting because this is where Jim and his wife, Jane Henson, had worked performing Frank Oz and Jerry Joel, who would become the prime Muppet writer, wrote the sketches on Sam and Friends. And, you know, Frank Oz was also on there as well. And it was just, words can't even describe Sam and Friends. We're going to probably have to do a whole complete podcast just to talk about Sam and Friends, because there's just so much I would love to talk about. But anyway, you know, at that point, Jim had wanted to branch the Muppets out. And of course, you know, it goes into Sesame Street, where he worked as the puppeteer, working on puppets with Carol Spinney and Richard Hunt and Jerry Nelson. And, you know, the Sesame Street had taken off. And I remember when I was reading the biography and also doing research that at first a lot of people didn't like Kermit on Sesame Street. And that's also was a biggie. Surprisingly, he was the least liked character because they all felt that he was a know-it-all. And it took a lot of convincing, and eventually Kermit became the prime cast member on Sesame Street, and everybody loved him, you know. And, you know, I have to honestly say, I'm probably biased to this, because when Netflix had the classic Sesame Street on, it was, a year or two, Netflix had the classic Sesame Street on, and when I watched it, of course, Kermit was on the first episode. I didn't think he was a know-it-all. I actually liked Kermit. I think critics were a little too harsh. Of course, this was the introduction to like Big Bird and Bert and Ernie and everyone, but I didn't think Kermit, I loved Kermit. I thought Kermit integrated part. He was the straight man of the show, you know, when he dealt with like characters like Cookie Monster and whatnot. But yeah, so at that time, so before we talk about the pilot, what everybody needs to know, and actually they're going to make a movie about this. I know they've been working on a screenplay, and I'm not sure when it's going to be released, but there's actually going to be a movie supposedly made about the stepping stones or the paths that Jim had taken after Sesame Street to try to get the Muppets, try to get the Muppet Show out there, basically. Try to get the Muppets to appeal to both adults and kids, because he wanted to do his own thing. He had loved working on Sesame Street. That wasn't the case, because, you know, he loved teaching children. He loved creating the characters and whatnot. But he really wanted to do his own thing, so to speak. He wanted the Muppets to be very appealing to both the kid audience, but also the adults.
Yeah.
And he had a very hard time trying to pitch the Muppet Show to a lot of studios. A lot of people just thought the Muppets as cute and cuddly. They really didn't think of them as anything but serious, which, you know, is kind of sad in a way, because the Muppets, you know, when you watch the Muppet Show, there is that sort of innocence to it, but there's also that adult humor. It's not dirty humor, but it's more that adults can get it, but kids can like it. And there's very few franchises or very few, you know, movies and shows or whatnot or what have you that has that very well orchestrated chemistry balance. Because if you look at it from a whole, from a third person perspective, it's brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. So before the specials had came, Jim Henson just had an extremely hard time trying to pitch the Muppets to a broadcasting company who would be willing to air the Muppets. And that's where he had created two pilots for the Muppets. One was the Valentine's Day special, the Muppets Valentine's Day show. Well, Valentine's Day special, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said show. And also Muppet Sex and Violence, which we'll talk about. But the Valentine's Day one is really interesting because, you know, it's nowadays you really don't have any Valentine's Day specials. Mostly it's a Christmas special, mostly it's a Halloween special. But Valentine's Day, I remember there was a lot. There was a Popeye Valentine's Day special. There was a Ferris Bears Valentine's Day special. But it really seemed like the Muppets could pull this off, and they did. They did a very good job. And it's still, even though, you know, it didn't have the traditional, because again, if people were to watch this, it really wouldn't feel like a pilot episode, but it is credited as a pilot. You know, it's not set in the backstage of the Muppet Show or at the Muppet Theater. You know, it's a house. And, you know, they have a guest star, Mia Farrow, who everyone will probably remember is Rosemary's Baby. And she is just terrific in that special. She really is. She has such a beautiful voice. Her interaction with the Muppets is not two-dimension. It's, you know, she actually interacts with them, and it is very organic. You know, it's not stiff or anything. She has it really seems like she had a ball working with them. I mean, I can only assume. But, you know, really, you know, there's a special chemistry you have with the Muppets. And when you look at the guest stars, and you can tell that once you fall into that playing, you know, with interacting with the Muppets, it's just very organic. It's very real. The smiles, the laughter, you know, the banter, it's all real. And for me, it's interesting because when I first had watched this special, and Patty, you know, we'll hear where you first heard about it, was actually, it was two places. It was on Nickelodeon at the time before Disney had bought the Muppets, and before they had, you know, Nickelodeon of all networks had aired the Muppets. They aired the movies, the Muppet TV, the Muppet Show. They also did the Muppet specials.
They had Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies and Fraggle Rock. Yeah. And that's where I first saw this. And again, I had no idea this was a pilot at all. And then later they put it into the DVD of the season two as a special edition. Excuse me. But again, I just love how, you know, when you watch it, I mean, my favorite character is George. I love Frank Oz as George. And it's interesting because he was on the special, and I believe he was on the Sex and Violence one. But he was also on like the first two seasons of The Muppet Show. And then I don't know what happened to him after that. And then he appeared as a cameo in A Muppet Christmas Carol in the beginning when he sings the Scrooge song. So, you know, and the message was, what is love? Which I really dig. I really like it because, you know, even though there's all the zany stuff going on, there is a message hidden in this special, you know, and it's supposed to be, and the characters are trying to figure out, Wally is trying to figure out, what is love? It's such a, you know, really, it's one of my few favorite Muppet things. I mean, there's just so many for me to name, and I love them. I love, you know, all the specials. But this will definitely be on my top 10 as one of my favorite Muppet specials of all time. Mm.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of interesting about how they were tackling in the subject of love, because in the context of Valentine's, you're thinking about like love as in like passionate love between two people who have affection towards one another. And I mean, in the context of that, it does make a lot of sense where he's trying to figure out what is love. You know, baby, don't hurt me. Baby, don't hurt me no more. But he's also trying to decide on, you know, how he's going to be able to write the story about what is love. And so you have Mia Farrow coming in and giving him inspiration. And you have all of these little different segments where it showcases about love. I mean, you have one where Mia is singing to a dog. You have Mia who is doing another song and dance number. You have Kermit doing a news report about these two creatures who are, you know, for the first time, we're going to be seeing about how they fall in love and, you know, their process. And we have George, who is figuring out that he actually does love something. He loves his mop. So, yeah, I just think that the fact that they were able to have these segments play around to one particular theme, which is awesome, by the way. I mean, I think that if done well, you can be able to have an entire segment of one theme play off, and you could do multiple things with it, kind of like similar to You Can't Do That on Television, in which like every episode is about a certain theme and they play around with a whole bunch of jokes with it. Yeah, I think that the chemistry of the characters are really well done, and the performances are really spot on as well. It's something that you would expect with the Muppets. I'm sure that for people who are watching this for the very first time and are familiar with everything Muppet related, they're probably going to be a little bit confused with the fact that there's no Fonzie, there's no Gonzo, there's no Rolf, there's no Miss Piggy. And, you know, there's, you know, you have like the main Muppet core. There's, you know, the main Muppet cast. You're not going to find a lot of them. But yeah, I would say that for a starting point, it does show a lot of promise. And I think that there was a reason why, you know, ABC was really interested in picking up the Muppet Show, was because they're able to have these characters play off really, really well with the guest star, and they have a lot of chemistry with one another. And so I think that's why, for my opinion, it does work really well.
Mm-hmm. When did you first watch this?
The special? It's kind of funny because you literally sent me the list of all the specials, and I was thinking to myself, okay, well, I mean, we got a lot of specials to take a look into, especially all the ones that Jim Henson was involved in. And I was thinking to myself, okay, I'm sure that there must be like a pilot somewhere of the Muppet Show. And I looked it up online, and lo and behold, there's actually two of them. There's the Valentine's Day one, and then there's Sex and Violence. We'll talk about Sex and Violence next time. But yeah, I sent it over to you. And that's pretty much how I learned about it. I literally did not know about this pilot until I had to look it up online recently.
Yeah. I like it. I really do. One of my favorite scenes is at the end, which is interesting because it's the end. But Mia says goodbye to all the Muppets, and Bert and Ernie make a cameo appearance.
Oh, I love that.
And yeah, I do too. And she didn't. I don't think she did it purposely, but she called Ernie Bert, and then Ernie, you know, I think Jim breaking the fourth wall goes, Bert, what are you calling me? I'm Ernie and stuff. But it was a joke, but it was funny. And what I always loved was how Jim was able to somehow have Sesame Street and the Muppets have Sesame Street characters coexist with the Muppets. Like, even though Kermit the Frog obviously was on Sesame Street, I just loved how Bert and Ernie made appearances on the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Or how the cast of Sesame Street, when Maureen Feldman was a guest star, the cast of Sesame Street was on there, which is interesting because on Disney Plus, the Marty Feldman episode, if you watch it, the cast of Sesame Street is supposed to appear at the end of the tunnel when Fozzie sings, and they cut that out. But then at the end, I don't know if that's still there when Statler says to Waldorf, or Waldorf says to Statler, I'm not sure. How do you get to Sesame Street? But it's neither here or there. But anyway,
it makes a lot of sense why they're not there, is because currently Sesame Street, as of the recording of this, is currently on Max. So I don't think that Disney would have the rights to the Sesame Street characters. They would have the rights to the Muppets.
And you see, I feel like that's ridiculous, because it's like, I watched that on Nickelodeon, because again, when that's how I was able to watch the Muppet Show. Of course, the Muppet Show was available on VHS, but in complications, volumes. I'm sorry. And I remember that's how I was able to watch it, because they were able to release them on VHS, and I was just like, I loved it. I love when they do that, and then course they took it off, and I was just like, no.
Yeah, I know, it's unfortunate, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really get the full package, because you know, one part of the characters is owned by another company, and so you can't really get the full experience. It's kind of like how for the longest time we've been wanting to see a complete series of Jim Henson's Muppet Babies, the original, not the remake of it, but unfortunately we can't, because there's so many clips of TV shows and movies that is not owned by Disney that it will be such a hassle to get the rights to, or to get like proper compensation for anybody who they own the rights to have like a full release. It's a bit difficult, you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I would say that looking back on this Valentine's Day special, I think that it is definitely a really good starting point. I did hear some critiques from some people who looked back on it saying that, you know, when you look back on the original pilot and then you look into the Muppet Show, it is a bit too schmaltzy and not enough edge. And I guess I could understand. I mean, it is their first attempt of trying to create a pilot of introducing the characters and what kind of theming and scenarios they would have. So it is a first attempt. They're just getting their foundations built in, so it's not going to have everything that we're familiar with, and especially with the tone and the character additions or removals. So yeah, I would just say take it for what it is. The Valentine's Day special is a really interesting thing to check out. I mean, it is a piece of Muppet history. It is literally the first pilot that has ever been made for the Muppet Show, which is one of the cultural zeitgeists in pop culture history. So, I mean, especially since recently it celebrated its 50th anniversary. So if you are a huge Muppet fan, you deserve to take a look into this and see where it all started for the Muppets.
What was your favorite scene in the Muppet Battle?
Well, I have two favorite scenes. One favorite scene that I did have was where, you know, George is very frustrated with all the explosions that are happening. And then a second favorite scene that I had was when Kermit was doing the news documentary segment where the two creatures are falling in love with one another. And they're getting so infatuated with each other with love that they run into each other, explode, and then babies appear. It's like, that's taking it to the massive extreme. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah, and as for Mia Farrow, I mean, since she is, I mean, as a first guest, as like the very first celebrity guest that ever featured on anything Muppet related, I think that she did a pretty good job. I think that she fit really well with the Muppets. I think that she had good chemistry with the characters like Frank and George and Rufus. Her presence was really sweet, and I think it really fit well with the Valentine's aesthetic.
I highly recommend anybody to watch it. Definitely well worth it. And give it a shot. We love it. And I'm telling you, if you're a diehard Muppet fan, you'll definitely enjoy it.
Yeah. Should we give this a score?
Ooh. Highest being what?
10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest.
I would give it a 10.
Okay. As for me, I probably give it maybe I'll probably give it maybe a 9 because, like I said, it is the starting point of the Muppets. And there are some elements that are not there that I would be familiar with the Muppets. Like there's no Fonzie or Gonzo or Miss Piggy. And the edge that it has in balance with the sweetness, it's not there yet. But again, it is the pilot, so I will forgive it for that. But they do have a lot of great firsts that would eventually carry over to the Muppet Show. So yeah, I would just say other than just those minor missing elements, it's a great special. I would give it a 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that concludes it. Stay tuned as we talk about the second pilot, the Muppets Sex and Violence, which is, that was a little more edgy, do you think?
Yeah, a little more edgy.
Quite ironic because it's edgy because it has sex in the title and there's no sex in it at all.
But yeah, I know. But until then, everybody, take care and have a good one.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.